All right, it's 5:37 on KRDO's Afternoon News. We want to go live to Washington and visit with ABC News correspondent Andy Field, who's joining us right now, talking about FBI Director Chris Wray condemning the January 6 riots at the Capitol, and he called it domestic terrorism. Andy's joining us right now on the KRDO News Hotline. And Andy, he testified today to lawmakers. What did you find out today?
Well, he certainly dispelled one of the persistent themes of a number of Republicans on Capitol Hill, that it was Antifa dressed as Donald Trump supporters that led the attack. He said there's absolutely no evidence that any of that happened, that Antifa or far leftists did not put on MAGA hats and carry Trump flags in there, that for the most part it was, in fact, they don't have any evidence that it was anyone but Trump supporters doing this here, and they have over 200 active cases against these people, criminal cases for inciting this violence and certainly killing a police officer and others and wounding so many others. But he also said something that was very important. He said that since he has taken office running the FBI, the domestic terrorism, white supremacist violence in this country, attacks and cases have tripled on his watch. He said it is a growing problem. It's not just a new problem. It's been growing for many years, but it's something that Congress and law enforcement really needs to get a handle on, because it's becoming an increasing problem in this nation.
So on January 5th, the FBI field report warned about the online post foreshadowing a war in Washington the following day. Did he elaborate on that? And what are some of the other details of his testimony today?
Well, he said that the field office did indeed issue a warning on January 5th of individuals plotting a war with specific intel about a potential attack on the Capitol. He said that intel was shared with local law enforcement and Capitol Police in an email to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. It was verbally communicated by the FBI command post to the Bureau's Washington field office. And it's still unclear why the U.S. Capitol Police and others in charge of security at the Capitol did not act on that. They had warnings there. Certainly they had called out the National Guard to be on standby. They were in an armory less than a mile away. And yet, even during the attack, it would took some time for someone, either in the Pentagon or the White House or somewhere that had the authority to say, yes, get those guys over there, to actually get them there. And in the meantime, so much damage was done, so many people injured, and even the life of the vice president at one point was threatened.
What's going to come out of all of the testifying right now? What is the end result of all this? Is they just want to get a handle of what happened on January 6th, which was a big deal. But what is the end game for the investigations and all of these the handling of what went on that day?
Well, it's to hold people accountable and to make sure it doesn't happen again. The problem is that we just went through an impeachment where a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate held one person accountable for that, and that was President Trump. Again, a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, including Republicans in both houses, said that President Trump was indeed responsible for inciting this violence with his rhetoric and tweets and other things, claiming falsely that the election was rigged and stolen and that he had won the election when none of those things were true. And over 60 court cases proved it. So Republicans, for the most part, in both houses, are unwilling to actually place blame on any one particular individual for inciting this here, but they're trying to find out how they can get better at getting into these groups that are fulminating this violence to make sure it doesn't happen again and find some good way of protecting against it.
Okay. Andy Field from Washington, thanks for joining us as always. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.